Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's UFC 261 title fight with 26-1 odds on either fighter to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $5 into $135 if the title contender of your choice wins. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $5 into $135. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed.
Welcome in the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is a Wednesday edition of the program.
Off and running.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Breaks podcast started early this morning.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like one of those stories that you change the name of who. Well, it definitely wasn't me, but someone.
Mm.
Very sad, Dave. Very sad. Get to the bottom of that for us, will you?
You should probably just make up a person. Like, and then I saw
Carl.
And then I saw Marty.
Old Marty.
Yeah, just leaned up.
In the breaks, stays there.
That's a good point.
That's especially that story.
Mm-hmm. We're headed towards the orange and white game, Houston. Are you excited? Is anybody excited for this game?
I don't think so. But hey, Vol Baseball got a big win last night, a walk-off.
In extra innings, right?
Extra half inning. Kind
no.
Of, no, I know.
No, they had a game last night?
Yeah, they had a game last night. They won.
Good for them. That wasn't a sarcastic good for them. I genuinely did not know.
Yeah,
was
Tennessee
a game.
Tech, 3-2, walk off.
Bob Kessler,
Ferguson,
in extra innings.
Yeah, Bob did not have. At one point during the broadcast, he said it's called pitching for a reason. That was it. That was what he said.
What was it in regards to? Like,
well, I mean,
got to a good pitch.
Like, or? If we want to boil
yeah,
it down,
I guess.
I mean, like, words have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching evolved out of some form of action, and so therefore it is called pitching for a reason. reason.
No, it is. Yeah, I just like what? What's the reason? Please tell us. Mm. He didn't. He just left it hanging there.
Okay.
Like a slider.
Mm.
Up in the zone. You can look at it. You could swing.
Didn't have the right spin rate. Just kind of hung there. Just kind of sat fat.
I mean,
they say, right?
I just don't. It's called pitching for a reason.
Just ready to be.
Merriam-Webster defines pitch: a black or dark viscous substance obtained as a residue in the distillation of organic materials and especially tars.
Yeah, that's
two.
Pitch.
That's any a noun. Of various bituminous substances.
That sounds like another noun.
Mm.
Really cracking this one, old Dave.
That's the nouns. I'm scrolling down to the herbs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pitch, to cover, smear, or treat with, or as if with pitch. That's a very bad transitive verb definition, if you ask me. You can't use the name of the word in the definition. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Here we go.
It's called pitching for a reason.
Do you pitch the pitch?
Another transitive verb.
It's a pitch.
And
fix you do
firmly
pitch.
In place, or as I think Bob is referring to throw, usually with a particular objective or toward a particular point.
Like the strike zone. You know, Houston, it's called pitching for a reason.
Agree.
Because you're, you know, throwing.
You're pitching.
You're hurling
mm-hmm.
the ball to a particular point or, you know, set
and
of
you
points.
Also like you,
that's how I would say.
That walk-off call, though, man, that's right up there with what a turn of events. I mean, wow. Walk-off, bottom of the ninth.
Balls have won
extra
again.
Innings.
And extra innings.
And then he, yeah,
a lot
he,
of
no,
downs
he,
for pitch.
He doubled down.
Did he say extra innings twice? Billy said he only heard it once.
He said Max Ferguson gives Tennessee the win in extra innings with a hit in the bottom of the ninth. That's Tennessee's seventh extra inning win of the season.
You think his like I don't know. I mean,
I'm not trying to rag on, but I'm not trying to start some radio war. It was just, you know, it's just one of those like what?
Synonyms include throw, cast, toss,
cast,
fling,
like
hurl.
Hurl.
Yeah, they'll call him a hurler every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Old school style.
But Tennessee gets the win 3-2, thanks to Max Ferguson's.
You think his spotter, you know, the guy that gives them like the notes and the stats was like. Prepping him for like if the inning ended.
Yeah, that's exactly
like
what I think.
And so he's in his ear saying, "Hey, if this inning ends, this will be."
Or he's got the sheet pulled up like, "Hey, it's tied in the ninth. So if Tennessee doesn't, you know,
yeah, extra innings." And so he's just got that on his brain. So when they win it, he just,
just
dumps it all out.
That's what happened.
Is the high really only going to be 51 today? That seems odd considering it's 67 right now. I feel like this is a mistake.
It's not 67 right now.
Okay, so that's a mistake.
It's 46.
Yeah. Weird.
It's snowing on the plateau.
Well, apparently, it's supposed to climb to about 65 later. Is that?
I got 52.
Oh, that's what.
What are you looking at there?
Just the Google thing. I don't know.
The Google thing.
It says high 51, low 31 for today. Is that more in line with what you have?
Yeah, I got 52 51. And 30.
Yeah. Okay.
But then so it's going to freeze.
But then on the, like, what it's
sorry,
doing.
Sorry, bees.
What it's doing right now, it says it's 65. I'm like, I didn't feel like 65 walking
that
in.
That is not right. Yeah. Inaccurate. It's a bad site.
Mm.
What'd you say you're on? Google?
I see what happened. It glitched. I had clicked over to Saturday, and then I thought I clicked back to today, but I had. So Saturday's forecast for your orange and white game, high 67.
Okay.
Precipitation, 100%.
What?
100%.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock, it's going to be 64, 80% chance, just says rain. Full cloud, all three blue rain marks. No dots, no like dash dots, just solid blue lines.
We just can't catch a break, can we?
Nope. Oh, we did that one Saturday open practice. It happened. You know, we squeezed that bad boy in there.
That's true. Yeah. And it's only Wednesday. Things change. Weather hits the plateau, gets all cranky, or... it just goes away.
Could break up. Could get here a little early, a little late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poor Heupel. I mean, even the weather's like, dude, it ain't going to be easy. Sorry. Good times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good times. Former Tennessee defensive lineman John Mincy has announced his transfer destination.
Where's he going?
Arkansas State.
Oh.
Going to go play for Butch Jones. Hmm. So there's that. Let's see here. He was committed to Arkansas before flipping to Tennessee on National Signing Day in February of 2018. Jeremy Pruitt flipped him from Arkansas.
Poor guy.
And now he gets to go to Arkansas State. Play for Butch Jones. Hey, poor. I don't think I can say that word.
I watched Arkansas spring game for about 7 minutes on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? How'd they look?
They look pretty good.
Did you see that their best receiver entered the transfer portal yesterday? Is it Woods?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mike
Woods.
Why?
He had a boatload of catches for like 700 yards last year and a bunch of touchdowns. I think he got a touchdown against us. Mm. He was the dude in the crop top.
Gotcha. Well, they were talking about how good they are at receiver. Maybe he's...
I think he was their best one.
Well, they had a guy catch a touchdown while I was watching. And they talked about how he was coming back. And, of course, they mentioned what's the guy that we should have taken?
The receiver from the Mid-State.
I want to say Trey Knox, but is that...
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they mentioned that you know, he was coming back and that they were pretty upset.
Is Franks back?
No.
No.
No, he's going to play linebacker. Did you see that?
I saw something about...
No, it was actually something about him switching positions, and then people asked if Milton could play linebacker for us.
Okay, but where is Felipe Franks?
Training for the draft.
Is he?
I think so.
Okay. I legitimately
he's been around.
Hmm?
So he's been around. He's had many years.
But last year didn't count, so I didn't know.
Yeah. The motives for Woods hitting the portal are currently unclear, according to the Arkansas SB Nation site.
Motives unclear.
When you do
that's such a serious way to say the motives for the transfer are murky.
He's been working on all that crime stuff, you know. I know. It's kind of like the old.
Yeah, Arkansas will return Traylon Burks, Devion Warren, and Trey Knox. Those will be the leading receiving core during 2021.
Mm.
Yeah, KJ Jefferson, he looked pretty good, quarterback.
Oh.
He's a redshirt sophomore.
KJ Jefferson. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Felipe Franks is in the draft. But according to Saturday Down South, they asked Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy what he thinks of Felipe Franks, and he said he won't be a first-round selection, but he could hear his name called late on day two or early on day three. He'll be drafted as a quarterback, but if that doesn't work out, Jim Nagy says he thinks Franks has the skills to make a switch to tight end.
Tight end.
Yeah. He ain't getting drafted day one or day two.
Yeah, that.
I don't know what that guy's smoking, but
late. Well, he said late day two, day three. He said he wasn't a first round pick. There's no way he goes on. They do first round and then 3 rounds the second day?
I don't see how he goes in the top four rounds, to be honest.
It's 1-2.
I don't know who would take him before. I wouldn't take him before the sixth.
Sixth, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fair.
And then I would maybe cut him if he doesn't.
He's got a big arm.
Big arm, yeah.
Remember that one time?
Big Ben in. That was the play call.
No.
Steelers thing.
Wait, that was the Hail Mary play?
Yeah, Big Ben in.
Wasn't that the same call?
You're supposed to get the like
the button clear hook.
You're supposed to get the
15-yard hook to Callaway.
Well, that was Will Greer.
I know, but it was the same play, if I'm not mistaken.
But inverted, right?
No,
because instead hook was at the top on the post route.
I thought it was the exact same play going the exact same way. They just hit the backside.
Wait. Okay, as I'm looking at the TV on the Hail Mary.
Both plays went the same way.
Was the post
coming
from the top of the screen or the bottom of the screen?
The Hail Mary? The top.
Yeah. It came from the top?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it was the same play.
Yeah. Remember that being a thing.
I think he's just clearing out, too, on the post so that
he can get the
deep end route.
No, the post is not the go, but so we flushed Franks.
Yeah, the deep end.
So missed a sack, so and then
so they could get in field goal range.
Yeah.
And they scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
To win.
Cleveland, right?
Tyree.
Yeah.
KJ Jefferson's a 6'3", 236-pound quarterback, four-star guy from a couple years ago.
Yeah, we got Joe Milton, so I'm not really worried about that. And we don't play Arkansas this year. Maybe an SEC championship.
Well, that's why I kind of pull for him a little bit. I like Sam Pittman.
I hated him at Georgia. I hated him. He always made guys pull out the Tennessee hat and then throw it across the room.
I think he was the reason that they were on the doorstep of a national championship.
Oh, I do too.
That line.
I think that
line.
That honestly might have been, and there were so many. I mean, there were a lot. That may have been Butch Jones' biggest mistake to bring in, was it Doug Mahoney?
I don't remember. Yeah, sounds right.
Mahoney?
Or Don?
Don?
Doug?
Don Mahoney?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to make him an offer I can't refuse.
No, but...
Doug.
Yeah, think about it. Like,
I think I'm thinking Doug Marrone.
Butch Jones decided...
Mahoney.
A guy that was going to be a future Coach of the Year candidate as a head coach in the SEC wasn't good enough to coach our offensive line. Wasn't the best option to coach our offensive line.
He is, without a doubt, the best offensive line coach in the country. I don't know many people who would argue that. Is there anyone who's like a close second?
Nah, I don't know.
What was that? Harry Hestand? Who's the guy that went to Notre Dame? He was kind of a bleep you coach. Fits right in with Brian Kelly. He was here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Our players didn't like him. He was mean.
I don't know.
But he made
held them. Him to a standard, so they didn't like him.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
It's been a rough spring for our guys, you know. You got headlines like this from VolQuest. It's been a spring of opportunities for thin linebacker unit.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of articles you want to see.
No. Mentioned yesterday, Walker Merrill had a big brace on his knee yesterday. Mm-hmm. Looks like that might be something a little bit serious. Elijah Simmons in a walking boot.
Oh, great.
Your big nose tackle there. Mm-hmm. Well, not technically because we run a 4-2, maybe a 4-1 something now.
We're multiple.
Outside linebacker Byron Young also dealing with a new injury.
Mm. Oh, you asked about Tyon Evans. He was in a non-contact.
It says here he went through position drills, but yes, non-contact jersey remains. Offensive lineman Riley Locklear. Running back Lenneth Whitehead and wide receiver Jimmy Holiday also remain in non-contact jerseys. Warren Burrell and Kenneth George Jr. were out of their non-contact jersey after being in them last week. Danico Slaughter has been in a non-contact jersey due to a hurt wrist, but was back Tuesday as well. And apparently Latrell Bumpus was back, but not in pads.
Oh, don't you worry. Roman Harrison, Cade Mays, Riley Locklear, Austin Pope, and Latrell Bumpus all went inside after the stretching.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, this says Cade Mays and Kingston Harris were back in drills.
Nah. Well, maybe they came back out. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
We're cross-referencing, which is good.
Yes, yes.
You got to
have all the info. Yes,
you got to kind of piece this together Sherlock Holmes style.
What do you think, Watson? A lot of stuff.
You a big Sherlock Holmes guy? Like it? Read any of them?
Didn't read them.
Didn't read them?
But the two newest ones with
you like the movies?
RDJ, I thought they were so good.
My favorite book.
Yes,
whoa, wow.
Okay, Alex, it's cool if you play it, but my gosh, turn it down a little bit.
It wasn't really that loud, was it?
Come out that loud.
Turn your mic off.
My favorite book, Sherlock Holmes.
Sorry.
Granted, the pages are hollowed out and there's a bottle of Jack in there, but.
Which one?
Huh?
Which book is it?
It's Sherlock Holmes.
Just that one.
The Adventures of, Memoirs of, Hound of Baskerville, like what?
Yeah.
One of the other novellas.
The one with the alcohol in it. It's very heavy.
It's Davy Hudson, ladies and gentlemen.
It was a graduation gift.
We.
I got a picture somewhere. I'll show it to you.
Do appreciate his contributions each and every time.
Yep. But, can we get that Arkansas receiver, Mike Woods?
We can try. Might as well.
Did you see what happened positively? Because they really needed some good things in the state of Alabama for their football guys and all other athletes.
What happened in the state of Alabama for their football guys? No,
really
can't
all,
say that.
Really, all their athletes.
Oh, name, image, and likeness thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I did see this.
It's the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, there you go. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
All right.
Nice.
Do you like the Robert Downey Jr. movies, though? You seen them?
First one was okay.
You didn't like the second one?
I don't remember it.
Mm, sad. I thought they were both really good.
See, there's the bottle.
They're good.
Yeah, I see it. It's pretty cool.
Pages are cut out.
I got it. I know. Like Shawshank.
I used to watch this older series, though, as a kid. My dad was a big fan, so I can't shake that image of, you know, it's a different actor. Can't shake that. Like, Robert Downey's just not, he's not the right guy. If that makes sense.
Just in your head.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he did a great job.
No, he did. He did, but, yeah.
I just think the cast, the quick wit of the writing is just very, very good.
The stories are incredible.
Yeah, I thought Will Ferrell did a great job.
I didn't see that one. Was it funny?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it seemed like it kind of tanked. I didn't watch it either.
Sox says it really was that loud. Way to go, Alex.
Yeah, I think so.
That's my fault.
Troy said he's deaf now, which means we lost a listener, Alex.
Won't happen again.
Good. Why is your mic on? That's what I thought. Yeah. Sam. Was that a... Just nod your head. Was that him at Arkansas or Georgia? All right. He really did just nod his head. Was it Arkansas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I said nod your head, by the way.
Jalen High looked close to 100%, so that's good.
I mean, him at close to 100%, he's still probably running sub 4.4, so I'm okay with that. How? What? Is it strength and conditioning?
I don't know.
Is it luck? Lack thereof?
Are we cursed?
I think...
Who cursed
No, we've
us?
Known
Rohan
that.
Rohan Davies' we, mom.
Was that it? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Rohan Davy.
I know who Rohan Davy is.
He got knocked out. She cursed us, and the rest is
she,
history.
What, like, really?
I thought she put the voodoo curse
the voodoo,
on us.
Yeah, you know, Bayou.
No. Yeah. I never heard the story. Seriously? She did, like, a little ceremony?
It just took that game. It gets
I mean, started. That's when it started, right? Yeah. I mean, we're going to the national championship game. All you got to do is hold a 10-point lead over LSU, and then old Matt Mock. Mm-hmm. Wow. Voodoo curse. We knocked out Rohan Davy and LeBrendan Tofield, their running back, in like back-to-back plays with a lead and lost. Mm-hmm. Quarterback draw. That's like the only thing Matt Mock could do.
Yeah.
And that's couldn't stop it. Nope. Dante Stallworth had a bad fumble. Kelly Washington dropped like 4 balls in the end zone right before halftime.
Well, he was out super late partying the day before they left. Saw him out.
Who?
Washington.
Oh, the day before they left. But they probably left, you know, 3 days, 2 days before the game, right?
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of them. It was like,
they had just beat Florida.
I thought you guys had already.
No, they had just beat. It was a big week. Big week around. I mean, they, you know, Tom Black track was full when they got back late Saturday. It might have been early Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, that shouldn't have been a factor. I think it was Wednesday night. Pretty sure that was.
He was also like 29 years old. Like, let the guy have a good time if he wants.
I'm just saying, then he had a bad game.
He did have a bad game. Yeah. Do you remember what he did in the first game against LSU that year?
No.
He had like 242 yards receiving.
He was unstoppable at times. I mean, that guy, he couldn't cover him.
Nick Saban just kept single coverage over and over and over again because they were worried about Travis Stevens.
He was a man among boys.
I think that's still the record at Tennessee. Mm. I'll double check that.
I mean, that Florida game was crazy. The guy went down our dorm room hall, the ceiling tiles like this, and just Mario'd them, just pow, pow, and they're just busted. There's white everywhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They did that at Carrick my freshman year, and our hall got in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, no, it's nasty.
Bad. I ran out, when we beat LSU in 05, I ran out into the hallway and jumped, and I hit my head on the light, broke it. Sad. It was great, though. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then we had a party at Neyland Stadium.
I really like the, was it 2010 or 2011 win against LSU? That's probably my favorite.
Where we won then lost? That would be yours. That's Davey Hudson. 11 catches, 256 yards, including a 70-yard touchdown. Mm. Yo, take that, Saban.
Why were we talking about Arkansas?
Mike Woods.
That receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Then he played Sam Pittman. Then we.
Well, I said I saw their spring game for a minute.
Then you said something about Alabama name, image, and likeness.
Yeah. They start July 1st, something like that.
Another avenue for their athletes to make money.
Smart, really.
Mm-hmm.
Janeway says, we're good at receiver. I am worried about the rumors that our defense couldn't stop a single run play up the middle in the first scrimmage. We're banged up. We're a little bit banged up. We lack able bodies on the D-line and linebacker. It's tough. All right, good first segment.
So Arkansas is going to be head coached by a guy that Butch Jones ran off.
Right.
And offensive coordinator coordinated by a guy that Jeremy Pruitt wanted to fight after the interview.
Yep.
All that's right. Sounds good. Yep. All right, we'll come back with more. Orange Privilege just wants to know, can they guard a slant up the middle? I guess we'll get our first taste on Saturday, 4 o'clock, in the rain. Neyland Stadium. Or you can just come out and hang out with the fan run outkick at the Old City Sports Bar and Grill, 106 North Central.
Thank you for the address.
Noon to 3:30. And then you can hang out and just watch there, I guess. The weather's bad. Play by ear.
Poor Eipel.
Mm-hmm.
Dude just cannot catch a break.
Nope. Let's go to the phone lines. 865-546-8200 is the number to join the program. We got Zach up first. What's up, Zach? You're on three and out.
Well, you say Houston, Nate, Davey, and Alex.
Morning, bud.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Just sifting through the practice news and notes, Tennessee football. Get ready for this orange and white game. Excitement is at an all-time high, Zach.
What's the good news?
Hyatt's close to 100%.
That's it.
We need to throw him the ball every play.
That's it? That's all you got? Huh.
Like I said, we're still sifting through all the...
It's early.
Yeah.
It's very early.
I haven't quite finished my coffee yet, so, you know, we'll find something. We'll find something good.
You're just warming up.
Okay, here you go, Zach. Glenn Ellerby says that, let's see, William Parker, freshman offensive lineman, he plays freaky fast.
There you go.
Also said Cooper Mays has made a big-time leap. That's all I got, Zach.
He actually did kind of look, when he got in a little bit at the end, he did kind of look pretty good there. We'll see how it translates to this year. But what's it tell you guys that we went out and got another quarterback? Is that saying basically the people on the roster can't play?
I don't think so. Because they've been recruiting this guy since before spring practice. I think Heupel's just a guy who's going to get as many quarterbacks as he can and let the best man win.
And, you know, it's better than the other guy who stuck with the same guy and didn't look for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and realizes that if it is a situation he doesn't have anybody he doesn't like for his offense. Mm. At least he knows that's the most important position in the game of football.
Yeah, great point.
You have to get that right. So if it is that case, but I don't see all of them quarterbacks staying here. There's got to be one or two cycled out because, you know, I think Bailey's going to want playing time. I'm sure he came here for that. So it'll be interesting to see how things unravel. But at least the guy probably is reading the room saying either A, we need some more help at quarterback, or B, we need some more competition to see what's it going to look like in this offense.
I like how you said unravel, Zach, which makes sense the way you used it. But usually people, when they say unravel, mean it's going to go in a bad way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like shake out.
Yeah,
and
let's see how things unravel. I mean,
well,
it's a pretty apt description.
Come
yeah,
on,
no,
man.
That's probably spot on. That's probably probably perfectly said. No, I mean, people
let's
look.
Let's see how this spirals out of control.
What a turn of events. I mean, like, we we had this conversation a while back, and you know, no one wanted to listen at the time. It was a big debate. Hey, why is Jim Chaney in Texas recruiting three-star quarterbacks when he has Harrison Bailey? And some of the 247 guys tried to say, is this thing on? Harrison Bailey, not that good. And everybody said, no, he's not. He's a five-star. Look at Rivals. They basically, the Tennessee fan base bullied Rivals into making him a five-star, and now we're complaining when he's not a five-star. I mean, this is the most Tennessee thing ever.
I blame myself.
Yeah, I had my
Remember doubt, your emoji to yeah. Ryan Callahan?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's yeah. You know, he's supposed to be the savior of the program, and we put that on a lot of people that come in.
We already put it on Caden Salter, and he doesn't even get to practice because he got arrested.
Right. I mean, I put it on JG when he first got here.
It's already on Arch Manning. He's not even going to come here. And then Houston's going to get punched in the face by Sticky Will Stevens.
Twice.
Arch Manning, savior of the program. But he's at LSU or wherever, or Ole Miss.
Yeah. I'll say this on the way out the door, guys. You know, Nate, I think you made a very conscious decision. You know, I love Davey Hudson to death. I really do. I love how he mixes it up with the ball for lifers. A big fan of his. But, you know, what the Davey Depot has done, you're very smart about this, your show. After that depot gets done, it's so bad you can talk about Tennessee sports. Y'all take care.
Lower the bar, jump over the bar.
It's
Zach.
Like losing.
It's the theme of the show.
The depot's like losing to Georgia State, and then when Houston and I just do a regular old generic sports segment, people are like, "Yeah, that sounded pretty good."
I really like the depot. I don't think the depot deserves much hate.
My job's to make you guys sound good.
That's true. That's true. That's the job description of any producer.
Man,
sad Zach.
That's like the first time you've ever like admitted that that's your job, and like I didn't even know you knew that.
No, well, I mean, like, not necessarily always from a content standpoint, but, like, turning up the levels at times.
Mm-hmm. It's a double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hitting the P's and Q's.
It's got lots of different nice yawn there into the microphone. It's Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen, producer of the Stars.
Yeah.
We appreciate his contributions all the time, each and everyone. I don't know. Not much good news. Not like a lot of bad news, really.
Just a lot of guys hurt.
You know, going back to what Zach said about
just everybody's hurt.
Joe Milton, I'm more worried about what happens with Salter. I'm thinking maybe they're worried that the council just says, like, hey, sorry, you guys are all gone. Bye.
Hooker and Milton are going to be the only quarterbacks left. Maurer loses the battle, he's gone. Here's somebody loses the battle, he's gone. It's like Milton and Hooker are new. You know, I mean,
Maurer just wanted loyalty.
God, if we just had a quarterback with the last name Blow, Hooker and Blow, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's Davey Hudson again, folks. Don't blame that on Houston.
What the hell is that? What is that?
Yeah.
It's not even.
I just keep lowering the bar for you guys. Go ahead. Do your segment.
Yeah, but keep it PG-13 at least.
It's a family show.
Yeah.
Kids, school hasn't even started yet.
They're on their way in the car thinking,
Mommy, what's Blow?
He was a Kentucky quarterback, right?
What?
Who was there was a quarterback, but it was like B-L-O-U-G-H.
Oh, I don't
played
know.
Played in the SEC, I think, recently.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Don't know.
You think about that Lions quarterback? Isn't that, that's pronounced like Blau or something, whatever his is.
Jake Delhomme, who you're thinking of.
No.
That's it.
I mean, Heupel was was a transfer, you know, junior college guy, and
it's true.
Only after 1 year, then the next year they won the national championship. So 2022 is our year. That's what I think. 1 year to get our, get our feet wet.
It could also be he just wants another guy with playing experience, and especially since
I would be taking every quarterback.
I know. Me too. Absolutely. Everyone kept being like, oh, why do all these five-stars keep going to Clemson? Because if they win the job, they're going to be a superstar. And if they don't, they're going to transfer somewhere where they want to play.
And he played at Purdue.
Who's that? That's the Blau guy?
Yeah. David Blow.
But it's Blau. So we'll come back. Final segment.
Yeah.
It's just working.
I'm away from L.A. back to Knoxville. Final segment, hour number one. Found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. Wednesday edition of the program. Is this the most down? This is the most down we've ever been. I mean, we joke about it, but this is the most down the program's ever been in a spring with a brand new coach, right? Because, I mean,
I wasn't excited for Pruitt, but that's just me. I'm at the same point
with
Pruitt.
We had the Shionimo, like,
it's true.
I think before we saw him at all, we at least had more hope. In a weird way,
just because Fulmer made the decision. But
in a weird way, ugh. Even though I had no idea if Pruitt had any inkling of how to be a head coach. In a weird way, I at least thought we were doing something different, and we found out we were. It's just much worse. I mean, they said on the broadcast during the baseball game, they're like, "Got to give, you know, AD John Curry a lot of credit for hiring Tony Vitello." I'm like, yeah, really, John Curry was actually better than Philip Fulmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really saying something.
But we'll talk about that after.
Let's go back to
talk to Matt. Yeah. I want to get Matt plenty of time.
Plenty of time for Matt. Matt, you're on Three and Out.
I love it, man.
Go to Matt. He's just, oh, God.
I don't know, dude. It's just. Oh, but let me go back. By the way, Zach's becoming one of my favorite callers, dude. Love that guy. Mm-hmm. But you guys got to stop ripping Davey. The Davey Depot might be.
He
some
ripped
of the best
the Depot.
Radio
I
in
love
Knoxville.
The Depot.
All right, it's some of the best radio in Knoxville. I actually went back. This was about 2 weeks ago. He did a review of Apocalypto, a Mel Gibson directed movie. Mm-hmm. Never seen it. Really freaking good movie, actually.
Yeah, my boy Turtles.
Good job, Davey.
Thank you.
I saw it available.
Turtles.
I was in one of the, maybe it's like Prime Video, and I'm like, oh, I can watch Apocalypto. It's free. I was like, I don't quite have enough time. I have to come back to that. I kind of bookmarked it.
Could just
really listen to
the Depot.
Pretty good, man. First 45 minutes of that is like gruesome as all get out, but pretty good, a lot of little good undertones to that movie.
I should have pulled an Alex and watched it over 4 or 5 days.
man. How much excitement do we got, guys?
Ooh.
No one's – I got no one RSVPing for Tank, for our Outkick fan
Tank
run.
Tank is okay. Running on an E, Matt.
Nobody's RSVPing for the Outkick?
No, I mean, it's like Davey, me, Rick.
Some guy.
Charlie. I don't know. Like, it's not even that people said no. I mean, a few people said no. I can't. I mean, it's a busy time of year, you know, like – W was like, hey, my kid's got a baseball game. Houston's got a fishing tournament.
Will he have a baseball game? Like it rained out.
That's a good point.
I'll have to
circle back to Russell W. Smith. Maybe he can get down there. I know he wants to hang out with everybody, but it's so apathetic. Half people are like, just not even going to respond yet. I don't know. I'm playing it by ear.
I don't think there's going to be that many people at the Orange and White. It's at 4, right? So
it's
I think
at 4.
The rain will be moved. Yeah, the rain will be moved out probably, but
oh no, 80% rain.
Yeah. Oh,
4 o'clock. Yep.
It's Wednesday. It can change, Matt. It could change.
Yeah, it will. It probably will.
Matt, do you remember that Orange and White game where I think it's the first time I met you? It was supposed to be like crazy storms all day, and it did rain, and then as soon as the game was ready to start, it was like bright and sunny and great.
It was. Yeah. It was pretty nice. That was not a bad. Yeah, they were predicting it, so maybe that'll be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't hope. That sounds bad when I say that, but I don't know, man. I just want to see how far down the rabbit hole this thing could go.
Wait,
is that bad? I'm just.
You want it to get worse?
Yeah, I do.
No,
it's it's a win-win,
no.
Because if it gets better, you're like, hey, it's nice, this is better. And if it gets worse, you're like, holy crap.
It's at least entertaining.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, I don't expect us to win, so if it gets worse, like, yeah.
I'm kind of feeling you, man. I mean, that plays.
It does. I just want to see a little, maybe,
and
I don't know.
And Houston knows it, and he's about to combust right here in the chair.
No, just mad. Like, what are we doing? Like,
no, Houston, you know what we're saying. Like, just like, how fun would it be Monday if we could just talk about the 500 people that were over there watching the game?
What if they lose to Bowling Green?
Oh, dude, that would be so awesome. You know it would. You know it would. I mean, the ratings would. It would. They would jump. They would.
I don't know. You do have to worry. At a point, you just get apathetic and
apathetic.
It's apathetic. No, it's apathetic in our case. It's apathetic. Apathetic's like you at least have some sense of like, all right, well, they're apathetic. We would be apathetic because that's how pathetic we are.
That's a good point, Davey. That's pretty good. I was looking at a. If you just want to just kind of puke a little bit in your mouth, I was
looking for a good puke in the mouth, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you, Houston. I was looking at a little. I was just Googling this morning. I was like, I wonder what old Butch Jones is up to. And just saw a little. He did a little hashtag wolves up on a little comment he made. Hashtag wolves up, guys.
Smokey is just, on the prowl.
Dang it. Oh, man. It makes me embarrassed for myself to look at that. I almost miss Butch just because of being just the awkward feelings I would get all the time. Like, I just love being put out of my element. Butch Jones could do that better than any coach I've ever seen.
That's a good point.
Like, every press conference that last year, it was just like, he said, what?
He used to at least make sense whether you agreed with what he was saying or not. The last year, it's like he was just reading sentences that had no business being the same. You know, he didn't order them. It's like he wrote 100 sentences and then just started pulling them out of a hat and just reading them at whatever point in time he felt like.
Bingo, Blue Jay, pop top.
Hey, guys, in 20 years when we're looking back and you got your kids and you're talking to them about football, which one of these coaches we've had are we going to forget? Because I look back just over the last, like, 15 years in basketball, I don't really remember Donnie Tindall. Like, you know, like, I just don't – that year, just – I don't even recall it, anything. I just wonder, like, is it going to be Butch or is it going to be – I think it's going to be this jag bag we just had.
Oh, yeah. Well – depends on what the – I mean, if the NCAA hammers you, we're always going to be like, oh, that Pruitt guy. Dooley's kind of faded a little bit. It's like he was bad, but he was
– oh, he thought he was, like, worst ever, and it's like, nope.
God, he's probably the best coach we had in the last 15 years, and that's sad.
Well, Butch doesn't have any 2022 recruits, so that makes me feel better. I was like, is he out recruiting us? But no.
Yeah. We'll see, guys. I think I'm gonna make a promise. I'm gonna try my best to get down there Saturday and have a beer.
There you go.
Chill. That's a cool little place, man.
Sawyer Trey Smith already tweeted at me, said he'll be there as well. So we're getting some RSVPs coming in from the 37.
Good.
And you know, Houston makes a good point. The rain might cancel some of the plans around town for more outdoor events, and so you can just come drink with us at the bar because what else you got to do?
Stay dry, Phyllis.
Thanks.
See you, Matt.
What a good call.
What is wrong with you people? I want to see how far down the rabbit hole we can go. What if we lose to Bowling Green?
Well, I don't think they're on any. I can't even say this with a straight face because I sat here in this exact same chair and said, well, there's no way they're losing to Georgia State. And I knocked on this wood, Houston, about a week and a half before the game. Mm-hmm. And then they went out and they lost to Georgia State.
Wasn't even close.
Got nominated in the second half by Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
A team that – it's not like they won their conference that year, you know?
You're lucky it's not Tuesday. We'd be fighting, but it's Wednesday, so I'll give you guys your little, I hope we go 0-12, whatever. Can't believe it.
Oh, come on.
What if it gets better? Like, what if Heupel's a good dude and a good coach?
It's great then. That's great news. I'll be super pumped.
I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and say, Heupel, savior of the program, it's done deal. Just, you know, give him time and support.
Georgia State.
I'm going to give him a chance.
Georgia State beat us and went 4-4 in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, man. Like,
no, that's
we weren't good.
This, I say that because Heupel will be better. Be hard to be worse.
Right?
I mean, it'd be hard to lose to be worse than losing to 4-4 Sun Belt teams
at home
by really two double scores. Digits. I mean, mm-hmm. You can, I guess, count the fireworks touchdown at the end with 1 second left. But
I'd rather not.
You know, to cut it to 8.
Did we go for 2 and get it?
I feel like we did.
Cool.
And I was like, wait, is there any what? Nope.
There was like 2 seconds left.
No, there was literally 1 second. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, to recover the onside's kick
yep.
would expire your time.
Right.
You can't advance an onside. I was like, there's mm-hmm. literally, there might have been 2 seconds. I was like,
there's literally no way.
If there was 2 seconds, I don't know. I guess you
but
could.
But by God, those fireworks.
Theoretically, you recover the onside's kick, 1 second left, Hail Mary, go for two, get it, go to overtime.
But, yeah. Losing overtime. That would have been fitting, actually.
Yeah.
The BYU game was right after that, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I went to that one.
You want to talk about a fun time to do some
I left
sports
with two
talk?
Minutes left because my friend was dying to go. And he said, what could possibly happen in 2 minutes?
Everything.
Yep.
I was at a wedding reception in California.
Now we know who to blame. Well, both of you, really. You didn't watch the game. And
I was watching on my phone.
Alex left early.
I was watching it on my phone.
With the game in hand.
I missed one of the toasts. Mm.
The last close game I had been to for Tennessee was my freshman year against South Carolina when we lost on a field goal.
Did you see that viral video going around where it was like an adult daughter, they had a surprise birthday party, and like they had just surprised her. I mean, they were just talking, like she was still like glowing and grinning and everybody's yelling, and there's still like confetti in the air because she just came through the door or whatever. And her dad is over in the corner like watching his phone, and who knows what was actually going on, but like the way they captioned it was like, when you're there for your daughter's surprise birthday party, but she got Bulls money line, something like that. So I pictured you at the wedding watching the BYU. You know,
we can have the bridal party up. Where's Houston? Where's
1 second? It's fourth quarter. Busy. I think we got them. They're backed up.
No, it was funny because we lost the game.
Yeah,
and then the DJ played Rocky Top because he didn't know.
Oh.
It was not good.
Not good, Bob.
So we're all just like, yay, great, Rocky. Yep.
We're going to fire our coach.
Hour two.